Hello, Jesse.
Hi. Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine Medina, by the way. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing for your area. Looks like you've been speaking with Maria, my representative.
Yeah.
She's been going over the basics. Okay. And wow, I cannot believe that. Wow, 132 reviews on your HomeAdvisor and Angie's listing. You're 5 out of 5 star. That's awesome. Really good work. That's no doubt, right? They've written some really good reviews on your business. I know that that's going fairly well for you as well, correct? Getting some good work from there. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you do both residential and commercial. It looks from Pleasant Grove, you're traveling anywhere between 20 to 50 miles, give or take, depending on the job. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything in particular, Jesse, that you would say for 2022, like a goal that you've set for yourself that you've been trying to achieve in this year? Anything in particular?
No. I live day by day.
That's the way to go, right? I know. My mom always says, quit looking into the future. Stay in today.
That's right. If you read the big man's book, the good Lord, says you ain't promised tomorrow, only today.
That is true,
Don't worry about what happened yesterday, and you ain't promised tomorrow.
I'll tell you, I'm a believer in, and my pastor always says, you know, just kind of stay in today. We don't know the bigger picture, right? So
That's right.
We go through these trials and these tribulations, you know, I used to see it myself as, you know, why me? You know, and it got to a point where it was like, why not me?
No doubt. That's
it's
right.
Making us stronger. Absolutely. So enough about me, you know, as I'm taking a look at the notes, I know that they were requesting an established business discount because you have been in business for 14 years. Now, I didn't see that there was like a website for you. Am I correct? I'm not missing one. I saw there's a BBB listing.
Only thing I use is Angie's List, and everything else is word of mouth. I mean,
well, that says a lot about you. They're referring you to others because you provide a quality service. And then it looks like you do a lot of like vinyl siding. You do interior.
I'm trying to reach more into vinyl siding and gutters because I've been going to a lot of homeowners' house and they've been getting robbed by these big companies, Sears, Durante.
Yeah.
Like the other day I went to a lady's house, she got charged $40,000 and
no
thank
way.
God she didn't go with it because I give her the same thing they did, if not better. She gets me instead of a man in a truck for $20,000. So half of what she was about to spend.
Cut it in half.
Think about how many people that these big corporations and companies
are ripping
control
off
over.
Yeah.
Yep. Of old people, people that don't know. I mean, pretty sad. So I told my dad this year I'm going to push a lot of vinyl siding and gutters and where I build custom decks, too. I do a lot of custom composite decking and Duralife and Trex. I do a lot of them, but I'm just finding out now that a lot of people's getting robbed on siding, and I specialize and do all that, too. I do everything but electrical and plumbing. I'll put a remodel on your house. I'll remodel your house, paint it, gutter it, siding it, roof it, whatever. I do it
all. Exactly. I see that. I mean, wow. Amazing.
Yeah, and it's all
you
family.
Know? Wow, that's really good. So, you know, with that being said, then – if you're focused, if you're really trying to get more into the vinyl, you know, siding as well as the gutters, we can definitely assist you with that, that be your focus. What are you, like, how many leads do you typically get in a week with HomeAdvisor and Angie's leads?
During the week, I could get anywhere from 15. And that's me kind of me too.
Controlling it?
Shutting it off. Shutting it off because I get too much, you know, and I'm just one person. But like I said, I'm planning on this year buying a big building and moving on to something a little bit better. I mean, a lot more work And
okay.
I'm going to do it a lot bigger. I didn't ever want to do this because I've always been happy of living how I am. But now that I'm seeing how many people's taking control of other people, makes me want to do it more, you know, just for the people, not just for me to make $1 million, you know, because I don't care. Like, oh, God, if I make it every day and I'm happy, I'm fine.
Exactly.
Looks like I got to do it because it shoots me in that direction because I'm seeing these families like me getting robbed of a bunch of money, and I'm like, hey, it's time for me to build a business and shut them down, do better work than them ever thought about doing, and do it for a lot of people.
Yeah. And you know, and that's what I'd like to hear, because that's considered a goal that you're, you know, it's a long-term goal, but how are you going to get there, right? And so what I would consider for you, there are two options, okay? So you don't have like a personal Facebook page, right? I know you don't have one for the business, but do you utilize Facebook at all?
Yes, I do have one for the business. I have two different businesses, Bama Improvements and Bama Gutter and Siding. I have two because I do my gutter and siding through Bama Gutter and Siding. And the first company I opened was Bama Improvements with my best friend, and we kind of split apart, but I still kept it because we did decks and remodels, you know.
Oh, okay,
so
I see.
If you look Jesse Humphreys up on Facebook, you will find that I have a page. And the crazy thing, I just built that page. I put it on there and had over 1,000 likes on a bunch of my work. My wife was like, that's crazy. I mean, it ain't been running 3 days and you have 1,000 likes on one. And that was a composite deck on wall I did.
I actually see it right here. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm looking at it now.
And, you know, you have to pay for that, and I kind of just let it go, and I didn't know what it was going to do, and this ain't much. It's like $3 or $4 or something. They do it by clicks, too, I guess.
It sounds like they're doing Facebook ads.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, so it's like $3 or $4 a click. How much do you usually spend on that? Do you know?
I think weekly, it ain't but about $10 or $20.
$10 or $20
I mean, to get to that many people, that's a lot. But I ain't had nobody contact me through that. That's the weird thing. I don't know how that works, which my number and stuff's on there. But it could be all over, though, instead of just here, you know, in Alabama.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to confirm with you. So we have a package, okay, that actually includes both. So it would list your company. Okay, on the first page of Google, there in the local map section. Now, you would always come up as a top recommended option there within your area at the moment when they're searching for your services. Okay, your company name's listed there, your phone number, they click on your number, and Jesse, they're calling you directly. Okay?
Yes.
Now, we also list you on Bing, and then we submit you to popular directories that are in your area. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, those are just to name a few, okay? And then we run what's called Facebook ads. And the way the Facebook ads works is we create an ad, and any time that someone is on Facebook looking for vinyl siding, they're looking for gutters, or any of your services, okay, they're within your area, your Facebook ad is going to appear on both on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. So what it does is it helps you reach a larger audience, and we make it unique to where we could target a specific audience by either interest, income levels, or by location. When we're talking location, it could cover up to 50 miles, okay? Now, the Facebook ad, when they click on it, if it has a call to action button that says call now, they're calling you directly. Now, if it says message us, you won't get a text message. What you get is a message to your Facebook Messenger. Or if it says learn more, then it directs them to a website, which I know you don't have, but that's okay, because I am also going to include a website for you that we will build, host and maintain it, and we'll make sure that that website is attached where we're listing your business. Okay? I will tell you that a lot of our clients have seen great results with the Facebook ads.
Okay.
Now, we also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, And then we will give you as well exposure on mobile devices, and that'll cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So with that package, we're pretty much covering your bases, okay? If you went with that package, okay, with the established discount applied, you have no setup fee because that will be waived, and it would run you a flat rate of $249 a month, month to month, okay?
Yes.
Now, and that's one package, okay? The other package, the other option that you could go with is just the local only. Now, the local only includes everything as in the first package that we just discussed. It just does not include the Facebook ads. If you went with that package, then you would be looking at $199 a month, okay? All of our packages do come with a two-month verbal commitment, but Jesse, you pay monthly, okay? We're earning your business month in and month out. If you went with the Facebook ads, I would tell you stop paying for the clicks that you're doing now on Facebook,
yes,
because it's like you're spending more money and you don't need to, because we would be managing it for you.
Well, that would make it up, because if I spend $20 a week, that's $80 a month.
Yeah.
So yeah, no doubt. That's, I mean, I spend $80. That's almost half of what I spend with the $240 something.
Exactly.
And, usually you're going to get a lot. Do I have to still build like on there, like ratings and reviews? I have to build all them. Like when I do jobs, I have to tell them who to go on Google and rate and review my company.
And we can, and in fact, what we can do, I always recommend if you got family or friends, have them go on Google. If you've done work for them, have them go on there, leave a review for you. Okay. Reviews is like, it's like the, what they call the modern day word of mouth, right?
That's
exactly. So with that being said,
you can't
said,
do bad work and make it on social media. Sorry. It ain't
exactly.
Work.
Exactly. And here's the thing, you know, with like even the marketplace, like, and I see it all the time, even when I'm on Facebook, people are always asking, it doesn't matter where you're at. People go on Facebook, hey, anybody know a good contractor? And that's how my sister-in-law found a contractor that actually remodeled her kitchen. And the guy ended up doing barter and trade with my brother-in-law because the guy has trucks. Right. And my brother-in-law is a Ford master mechanic. So they do, you know, they trade work for his work, you know, but I'll tell you, she was like, she went on Google and then she's like, you know what? I'm going to go on social media too. And I told her, go on Facebook and just go to the marketplace and ask, you know, how they have like the communities. Right.
Yeah.
And I go, just go on there and say, hey, anybody know a good contractor? I mean, that's how she found her painters. You know, and the guy was also on Google as well, but when she went on Google, she saw his reviews, and so that kind of like made her more comfortable. He didn't have like a whole lot on Facebook. Someone just referred him, you know what I mean, because they had used him. But we do provide you even like with a little small URL that you could send to your clients that you've worked with in the past, and I'm sure that probably still use you, and just tell them, hey, do you mind leaving me a review? All they got to do is click on that link, and they leave a review. It doesn't even take 2 minutes, and it posts.
Yes.
And you'll actually see it before it even posts, okay?
That'll
so, yeah.
Work.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like I said, it's an exclusive listing, so we're not going to work with your competitors to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure. I mean, I think, Jesse, it's something you would want to take advantage of today, you know, and give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah. And this is with Google, well, right?
Yes. So what it's going to include is the local map section on Google. They're on the first page. So we're going to create your profile page for you. We'll get your PIN verified. And then we're also going to create content for you on Bing. And then on Facebook, we'll run the Facebook ads. We're also going to list you. We're going to create profile pages for you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, on a number of directories. Typically, it's the most popular directories in your area, okay? And then we'll build you that website based off of your content. So we'll actually schedule what's called a client interview. Now, in the client interview is when the technician is going to talk to you about your website, your Facebook ads, where to send pictures. So that's where I like to say the magic is going to happen. And then we'll make sure that you have exposure as well on mobile devices, which would be covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So if they're using any of those devices, you know, searching for your services, they're going to see your company come up as well. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So I did see, and I don't know if this would be a good email for you, I see Bama's, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, G as in George, at gmail.com. Is that a good email for you?
No, my email is B, Home Improvement 1 at gmail.com.
The number 1, right?
Yep.
Okay. So it's Be Home Improvement, the number 1, at gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, improvements with an S.
Oh, with an S. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do this. I'm going to send you 2 emails right now. So the first email, it's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to have everything outlined that is included in the program, okay? It's also going to show you that the price is $249 month to month, okay? And I'm also going to put an example of a website just so you kind of have an idea of the layout of it, okay? And then I'm also going to send you a second email. And both of them, Jesse, are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? The second email is going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you're going to be able to really track your results with our program. You know, see the clicks that you're receiving, view your campaigns. You get to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many phone calls you're receiving as well from new customers. So you'll also be able to track your results with us. And so this email will actually give you like an overview of the reporting system, okay?
All right.
And then
and
the
keep my ratings and reviews. See, HomeAdvisor, pay yearly, and I can still keep them. It ain't, but like most time they waive it just to keep me in there. If I told them I wanted to cancel tomorrow, they'll give me 100 free leads and let me roll. They will not let me leave. I don't care what it is. If I try leaving, I think if they keep me, it keeps their business going. I'm like, you want me
you
up
know
there
what?
So everybody sees it.
Well, you know what? To be quite honest with you, Jesse, that's probably why. Because I've never seen that many reviews. I think only one time I've seen a guy with 164 reviews. And he had been in business for 40 years, you know, but if, let's just say, Jesse, you know, you decide later on down the line, you know, you want to discontinue services, okay? Any of the content that we created for you on Google, any reviews that you generated, none of that disappears. None of it goes away, okay? The only thing is that eventually you'll fall off the first page because we're not servicing it, right? And then...
Yeah.
Of course, your Facebook ads wouldn't be up and running because we're not servicing them. But none of your content goes away. As far as with the website, you'll have 2 options. So if you want to, for $49, okay, we can continue to host and maintain your website, okay, make changes to it for you and maintain it. Or if you wanted, you could purchase the domain from us. It's $99. The domain is yours, but you would have to find someone to, of course, recreate the website and host it. Okay? I like to be very transparent. But any content that we created, none of it will disappear. Okay? So rest assured, we're not going to hold you hostage because, you know, or else we're going to erase your stuff. We would have no way of even doing that. Okay? Okay. And then your first name, you spell it J-E-S-S-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name, Jesse?
H-U-M-P-H-R-Y-E-S. Humphreys.
Humphreys? Okay.
Yes.
You spell it with a Y, right?
Yes. H-U-M-P-H-R-Y-E-S.
Okay. All right. Now the number, this would be the number for us to contact you on as well as clients. Is that going to be the 205-230-8886?
Yes.
Okay. And while we're on the phone, I'm going to be sending you three text messages, okay? The first text message that I'm going to be sending, although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I do always like to provide my information. Again, my name is Nadine Medina, so it'll have my number with my extension. And then the second message that I'm going to send you, and please let me know when those come through. I want to make sure you got them. The second message I'll be sending, it's going to be the number to our customer service. So anytime, Jesse, that you have an update, a change, a question, concern regarding your account, you would contact customer service. And we're here Monday through Friday, okay? Monday, we're not here because it's a holiday, just a FYI.
All right.
And then I'm also going to send you a third text message, and it's going to have a link to a YouTube video that I would say is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you log in through your client dashboard to start tracking your results, okay? So make sure that you watch that just to get familiar with it, okay? All right. And then now, how do you want us to list the company name? As Bama Improvements, or do you want it as Bama Siding and Gutter?
You can list it as, because my license would be Bama Gutter and Siding.
Okay. Bama Gutter and Siding.
Yep.
And this is how we're going to list it all across the board, okay? So Bama Gutter, is it the and symbol or the word and?
Just the symbol.
Okay, and then Siding.
Yeah.
And then what address are we going to have Google send out the PIN code to? The PIN code is going to come in the mail and it'll look like a postcard. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address would you like it mailed to?
337 Park Road, Pleasant Grove, 35127.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. One of my best friends, I don't know how far that is from you. She was born in, and she was actually from Mobile, she calls it. We always want to say Mobile, and she's like, no, we don't say it like that.
Mobile?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where all the fishing is.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Okay, and then I'm assuming that this is your home address, so I'm going to hide the address because we don't want your address showing up on Google. I know you don't either.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes. I work from home.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, majority of companies have what's called a home office is what Google calls it. And then Jesse.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle of purchasing a building that's just going to take
a year
because they got renters in it. They said I could buy
right.
it and let them rent it, but I was like, I need it. Ain't no need for somebody else to rent it. You know,
you're like,
he said, well,
no,
I got people in there a year. You know, I was like, well, I understand. I'll see you in a year, you know, because
yeah,
I want
you're
it
like,
in that location.
Yeah, you're like, I'll catch you in a year. Yeah, and when that happens, right, if you're still utilizing our services, just let us know so we can update it. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then for the payment for the $249, the card that you're using, Jesse, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And it's just Jesse Humphreys or is there like a middle initial?
It's Jesse Humphreys.
Okay. With an S at the end, right? Is how I have it. Or without the S?
Please. Yes, it's Jesse A. Humphreys on my car. It has my middle initial.
Okay, got it. And Humphreys does have the S at the end, correct? I just want to make sure I didn't misspell it. Okay.
Yes.
And is it the same billing address for the PIN code to be sent to as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready with the card number.
4388.
4388.
Yeah, 54.
54.
00.
00.
84.
84.
27.
27.
63.
63.
01.
01. And when does it expire, expiration month and year?
0227.
0227. And then the CVV code on the back, please?
757.
757. Okay. So I'm not going to process the payment yet because what I'm going to do, Jesse, is I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. What it does is, and it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Now it's going to outline our service agreement. It is also an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Okay. Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And what I'll do, Jesse, is I'll go back and I'll review it with you and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure that before we even process your payment, that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm with you because it looks like on my end the text messages didn't get through to you yet. I'm resending them. Can you let me know if those are coming in?
Yes, I got.
Okay. I just resent the three. So there's one with my name. There's one with customer services number. And then there should be another one that I just sent with the YouTube link.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Jesse, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. And so this is where you'll state the name as the way you want it to read on Google. So if you could state the name how you want us to list it on Google, please.
Bama Gutter and Siding.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jesse Humphreys, Bama Gutter and Siding.
And your title, are you the owner, the founder, the president? What is your title?
Owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And what that means is we will never call you and ask you for more money. So once you start having more online presence, you might have someone calling you trying to offer you another service. I want you to know that they are not related to our company, so we wouldn't call you to ask you to pay more money. Okay, so that's what that means. Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I do like to explain this as well. just so you know, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing anywhere else. We're just saying that before you do, Jesse, give us a call so that way we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 25th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be June 25th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So you would call the number that I sent you for customer service if that was the case, and you would just press the number 8 when the recording starts to get to the cancellation department, okay?
All right.
All right.
So how long will you think it will run, like, for $249? How many months can I get it for $249?
It's going to be $249 every month that you're with us.
I got you. So
okay.
It won't go up.
No, that price will never change on you. The only time that price would change on you is if you called us and said, hey, I want to allocate more money to my Facebook ads, or I also want to include Google ads now. That's the only time it'll ever change. You could be with us for 5 years, and if Google raises the prices on us, your price will never change. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the last part is, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Jesse, is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll process the payment, okay? In a few minutes, you're going to also be receiving both to your email as well as to your text message. It's going to be your initial invoice, which is your receipt, okay? In the meantime, I want to look at the calendar because we're going to schedule a client interview for you, and we schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. Now, the client interview will block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. In that client interview, basically what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the information to make sure that I put everything accurate. They'll talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads. Okay, so like I said, it's where the magic is going to happen. Now, I know right now, let's see, right now it's a little after 4, right? If I look at my clock. Okay. So, let me see if I don't have anything available, or do I? Let me see. I was trying to see if I had anything available. Yeah, I don't have anything available for the next hour. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
I'm pretty much off with the kids this week, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I have an appointment, if you'd like, as early as 9 to 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Let's see.
I'll go over the times with you. I have 9 to 10.
I got to clean up the third unit in the morning. So.
Okay, so I'll kind of read off the times to you, and you let me know what works. I have 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, and then I have 4 to 5 and 5 to 6.
Let's just say 5 to 6 because usually I'm sitting in
the house. Let's keep it safe. You got it. Okay. So you're going to be receiving an email with this calendar invite. You don't need to respond to it. It's just to give you your information, inform you of your calendar invite for your client interview. And let me do this here. So that email you'll be receiving shortly as well for your client interview. Now, they will call you, Jesse, from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And we're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know what's coming up. Okay? And then, yeah, and which is helpful, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let me take a look here. And it's Bama. Let me go back to this. Let's see. Now, if you take a look at your email or text messages, you should have received something that said, "Dear Jesse A. Humphreys, thank you for choosing local / it'll say initial invoice. Let me know if you see that there. I know you've gotten quite a few of them.
Yeah. It says, okay. Thanks for choosing and the email we have on file. Please click
yes.
here.
Click on where it says click here. And then it's going to
yeah.
take you to a page that will say local /
mm-hmm.
terms of experience at the very top, right? You're on that page?
Yeah.
Okay. Do me a favor. On that page, I want you to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. Right before where it's asking you for your signature, for you to type in your name, before that, there's a little box to the left, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and accurate, right? So what you're
yeah.
saying basically is by clicking on that box, you're saying, yes, it's my name on the card. So you'll click on that box. And then where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
asking you for your signature, okay, you will type in your name exactly as it reads, Jesse A, no period after the A, and then Humphreys. You don't need to put the date because it's already populated there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that. The next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that there.
A username, you said?
Yeah, it'll ask you once you click on confirm signature,
yeah.
then it a pop-up should say username and password, right? Perfect. I wanted
yeah.
you to see this. Okay, so your username and password yet we haven't created, but this is why I want you to watch that video because this is where you'll go in to view your results with us on how you'll track your results with our program, see like the calls that you're getting and so forth. So once we create the username and password, you're going to receive a separate email with this link, a username and a password, and the password, you can update it to a password of your choice, okay? So I wanted to make sure you saw this. And just as a friendly reminder, marketing is a write-off on your taxes, so make sure to save all of your receipts, okay, with any marketing
yeah.
that you do. And I'm just going to go over a couple of notes with you, and then we'll be pretty much set. Now, in the services, I know we talked about vinyl siding. We talked about, is that seamless gutters, gutter installs? Tell me what you want me to list.
Yeah, seamless gutters, vinyl siding.
Seamless gutters, vinyl siding. Uh-huh.
Hardy board siding. I do that a lot.
Hardy board?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I mainly build custom decks.
Custom decks. All right. And this is just residential for now?
Yes, just residential.
Okay. At any time, Jesse, that you want to add other services, if you want to start getting found for the remodeling, home improvements, anything like that, just let us know so we can update it. You could change them at any
yes.
time. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, now, do you want us to target a 50-mile radius with the Facebook ads?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you have pictures. What about a business logo? Do you have one by chance?
No, I haven't. I was going to design, have my buddy design me one because I was going to really have some emblems made, and I ain't figured out what I wanted to design yet.
Well, if you'd like, okay, we can actually create one for you. It doesn't cost you anything. If you want to give us some ideas during your client interview, you can give them some ideas of what you're wanting, and they can build it, and if you like it, great. And if not, well, then we'll build it again, or we can go with the one that your buddy helps you with, okay? But it's not going to cost you anything, so I'm going to include it for them to, and this way you can give them some ideas, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you do have the option, and it's just an option, and it doesn't cost additional. We can actually link a tracking number, okay, to your phone number. So instead of them seeing your physical phone number on Google and on the directories, they would see a tracking number. So it's a way to kind of help preventing you from getting any spam calls. If you got calls like that, we can block them. It also comes with an app that you can download from the App Store. So you can actually see your calls and your messages. Do you want us to add the tracking call number to it, or do you want to just keep it as is? Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put that on here. And then what are your hours of operation, Jesse? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
What hours?
I'm from 7 a.m. to... Okay. 5 p.m.
5 p.m. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Zelle?
Check, cash. I don't do no kind of cards.
Okay. What about Zelle? That's usually through the bank. It's kind of like almost a wire transfer.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
If at any time, let's say you start doing Zelle or you start taking PayPal or Venmo or Cash App, any of those, just let us know so we can update it, okay?
I got.
And then your method of contact.
A lot of people usually pay me by check.
Oh, okay, okay.
Even if they're a local bank.
Yeah, yeah, which makes it easier because when you go to their bank, it doesn't cost you anything, right, to cash it?
That's right.
I used to do that when I had a catering business 10 years ago. I would just tell them, I would just go to their bank and cash it, you know? Now, your preferred method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Yeah, all three pretty much fine with me.
You don't want to miss anything. Okay.
Yeah, so home advisor in Angie's List, I've learned some people don't like to talk. Some people like to email. Some people like to text. They don't want to be on the phone, so I just don't.
Well, you know what it is a lot of times they're at work and they're doing searching, right? And they don't have time to talk because they're working, so they'd rather just email or text.
They probably get a 15 call.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask so I don't miss anything. Are you licensed and insured in the process or not required where you're at?
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay.
Yeah. I can give them all that stuff, too, to put on there so they see it. I ain't got to worry about showing it every time. That's what I did with Home Advice and Angie's
List. That's good.
But they don't even have to ask for it. They can go right and pull it up.
That's awesome. Good, good. And then, one thing I did want to ask you, are you going to authorize anyone else to make changes to your account, or do you only want to be the one in charge?
Yeah, it's fine, just me.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, as a reminder, tomorrow they will call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure, like I said, to answer all calls within that hour. And you will receive a reminder an hour prior to your interview. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It's basically, like I said, crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, okay? Going over the website, the content that they're going to be creating, and so forth, okay? And then make sure you save your receipt. And then the last thing I did want to go over with you is the timeline, okay? Now, as we're completing things and they're being processed, we're going to be updating you and sending you notifications. Okay, so this way you're aware of when your website's completed, when you're on the first page of Google, when your Facebook ads are up and running. But I did want to go over the timeline with you. Okay, so the postcard coming from Google, you're going to receive that in the mail, Jesse, within 6 to 10 days. Okay, and like I said, it'll look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. The technician will go over this with you as well. Make sure that when you get that postcard, that PIN code, that you provide it to us. So if someone else gets the mail before you do, tell them it's not junk mail. Don't throw it away. Okay? And then within 5 to 7 days, we will have you listed within all those popular directories, and we're going to also email you your login credentials for your client dashboard to start logging in and start tracking your results. Okay? Within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed. We'll email it to you so you can review it. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before it goes live. And then we're also going to have your Facebook ads up and running. Okay? So I would recommend, Jesse, no longer paying for the Facebook ads on those clicks that you're doing. Okay? The technician will go over it with you as well because we don't want you spending more money. Okay? Because now we're going to be managing them. And then typically, as you see there in our terms and conditions, what it states is that your business, okay, on the first page of Google will be there within 30 to 45 days. Now, I will tell you this, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it many times where it's happened sooner. So that's why I stress that when you get that PIN code, you provide it to us ASAP, okay? You could even text it to me if you want, and I can get it over to the department, okay, if that's easiest for you, all right? But again, you're going to be getting these notifications as these things are being processed, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be the first to welcome you, Jesse, to our local Splash family, and I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And listen, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Have a very blessed holiday weekend coming up here. It's coming up very quickly. And
yes,
enjoy your time with the kiddos.
Thank
you have
so
on
much.
This week, right? That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, many blessings to you and your business, and thank you again for your time. Greatly appreciate it.
You too.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.